lodging editor Kate Hughes. Thank you for tuning into Lodging on Demand. In this episode, industry leaders discuss the COVID-19 stimulus package that passed late last week. On Friday, March 27th, the president signed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package. We're joined today by John Fareed, Managing Director of Horvath HGL, Michael Sonneben, Managing Member of PMZ Realty Capital, and Jerry Cataldo, President and CEO of Hostmark Hospitality Group, to discuss what this stimulus package means for the hotel industry. So first, I just would love to hear everyone's initial reactions to the stimulus package. John, what did you think when you first heard about it?
I experienced, I guess, a couple of reactions. First, of course, being some sense of relief that perhaps the stimulus package may actually help the country ramp up more quickly once we turn the corner on this COVID-19, help us retain our employees. But in the meantime, I had a secondary shock in that $2 trillion is an enormous number given that the U.S. national debt is currently sitting, I think, just below $23 trillion. I get that it's like it's times like these that we need to go into debt, but the largest stimulus package in U.S. history lets me know that clearly we should have probably been doing more over the last several years of record economic growth to reduce our national debt, as opposed to nearly doubling it over the last decade. But I was thrilled because it's going to allow us to hopefully retain our people and get the U.S. back up, ramped up more quickly.
Mike, how about you? What do you think?
Well, I think one thing to mention, I thought it was a great thing to go big initially. I agree with John, that's a huge number, $2 trillion, but it was also a good time to be borrowing money. Right, so if the Treasury has to borrow money, 30-year bonds are below even 2%. So the actual cost of borrowing that is much less, and some of the money will eventually come back. But I agree that you want to make sure that you borrow money for the proper things, and I was pleased that I think this is certainly something that makes sense for the government to work together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, to go all in, that hopefully after we turn the corner, we can get the economy back going quickly.
And Jerry, how about you?
Similarly, my initial reaction was one of, welcome relief that something big was being done, primarily to help us get, those largely impacted by this, which is our workers, if we could get them back to work, get them, paid, that's a big relief. I think reflecting on it, as large as it is, and trying to understand the components of it and how it will work, only time will tell whether it's enough to get our industry back. The rebound, we've heard all different types of predictions as to the quickly that will come back. Will there be pent-up demand? If I have a concern, it would be that there's a longer impact on our industry than others, because companies and businesses affected by this may not rush back to travel and meet even after the crisis is over, and the impact could be longer, and I think that's going to be our challenge.
Well, what impact do you think it'll have on the hotel industry right off the bat? Is there any benefits you can see coming from this bill or this package?
Well, I think there's huge benefits on initially, if we have hotels that can bring their workers back to work. I think everybody was very quick to make adjustments in terms of staff reductions and in certain instances, even closures. And if we could bring our people back and get them working and paid, that would be terrific. And I think it'll have a big impact on that. It's the longer term effects that I'm not sure about.
And I think that you also have different types of hotels and different types of locations. Certainly not every hotel or every location has been affected the same. So I think you want to make sure that those who are going to be able to get back more quickly, perhaps more select service assets that aren't in downtown major cities like Manhattan or Chicago, things like the Paycheck Protection Act, which provides liquidity, will help those small businessmen be able to get things going when it's the appropriate time.
John, do you have anything you want to add?
I agree with Jerry. I mean, the hotel industry is clearly one of those sectors that's hardest hit by COVID-19. I was looking at STR in the week ending March 21st, saw the steepest weekly RevPAR decline we've ever recorded in their 30-year history, I should say. Obviously, the increase in unemployment benefits is important, and it will seriously aid hotel team members and the availability of these SBA loans to assist with mortgage or ground lease payments, utilities, and you know what we're looking at, capital for payrolls, whether to maintain or hire back employees is hugely helpful, at least in the short term. However, I think it will depend on how much must be paid back as taking on additional debt. In my opinion, I'm concerned about it while experiencing these significant losses. I think it could lead to longer term challenges for owners and operators, especially if this goes on so long that we surpass consumers' potential pent-up demand, as Jerry mentioned, for travel. And we experience enough economic hurt that consumers just can no longer afford to spend, whether for leisure, corporate, or group. Clearly, no one is going to travel until they know it's safe.
Do you think the stimulus package falls short in certain areas? Is there anything that should be shored up in a way that could help the industry?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just following through as we're getting calls from our clients. You know, the hotels are still answering calls. The GMs are busy working through solutions for not only their teams behind the scene, but also in many times their owners with zero occupancy or closed hotels. I think we've got some real challenges. In terms of where I see this agreement having a shortfall, Kate, I'm not sure it takes into account the longer term view of the industry. I think, as Jerry said, it may take significantly longer for the industry to recover than some of our pundits believe. We need some long-term thinking and offerings. Otherwise, all these employees we're taking care of may not have a hotel to return to. I think that's my big concern.
Jerry, do you have anything you want to add?
I get the concern on the longer term impact on the industry and the effect, the economic recession, depression type impact that this could potentially have. I hope that we're all pleasantly surprised and there's a control and understanding of how to control things in a not too distant future that will allow for ability for safe travel. Although I think, you know, for some time it's going to be impacted and modified, and I just don't know that this package has those long-term elements of help. Where one area that, and I don't have complete understanding of it, we're all scrambling to try to, you know, understand the impacts of the package and how it would work, is just how quickly this process is going to take to funnel this money to people. Right now, the banking system is also, lending system is also trying to get their hands on it. I know there are others that feel that these processes will take time, and so it'll be, you know, how efficient will it be to funnel this aid will be yet to be seen. Hopefully it works quickly as intended. The other question that I would have too is just where John is speaking to is, are the hotel owners going to be able to survive, and is there enough help on a moratorium or assistance in getting through their financing issues? This helps a bit in the very short term, but if there's a longer term effects, they may not be able to survive. And if there's any kind of assistance relative to, debt, it's going to probably be essential for long-term survival for a number of these owners.
I don't think that this stimulus plan was meant for the long term. They can always go back and add more for those industries like hotels that need more help. We've been spending a lot of time now working with our clients every day because mortgage payments are due this week, and they're never going to get funding from the Small Business Administration before this week. So we've been spending time working with our clients so they can approach both their banks, their CMBS lenders, and start to come up with something that could work for the longer term. Because obviously all the lenders are overwhelmed as well. I'm sure that every lender has heard from just about every borrower that they have, no matter what type of asset. Hotels may be the most visible, but certainly those who have office buildings, retail centers, and other property types are concerned about getting their rent, which then allows them to make their payments. So I think that's a good point, that something's going to have to be done, but I think they need to figure out what is going to work for everybody. You can't just say that the banks have to just absorb it all, because I don't think the banks have the ability just to absorb all the lack of payments being made.
This kind of segues into my next question, which is, how can hoteliers now make the most of the grants and loans and basically everything that people are doing to help people get through this hard time? Because it's a little different than just moving out your, deferring mortgage payments or doing something like that. John, let's start with you.
You know, this was interesting. I would say, outside of taking care of their team members and working through their mortgages or land leases, which they've hopefully renegotiated, as Mike's talking about, at least in the near term, utilities, et cetera, I'm not sure there's a lot of room to be creative here with the available funds. But I'll leave it to Jerry or Mike to respond. Maybe they've got a little bit more of a creative approach.
It's hard to be creative because certainly the problem was that everything got shut off from basically one day to the next. I think that people need a strategy of dealing on a straightforward basis with their lenders to try to get something that's going to help them in the intermediate term, the next 6 months, while they figure out how to deal with things on the longer term. I think that a lot of the strategies from the last downturn after the financial crisis aren't going to work now. I think it's a different kind of situation, and people need to be transparent, flexible. They need to stand behind their properties to the best that they can and let the lenders know that this is certainly a one-time thing that affects everybody, and we got to figure out how to deal with it. The lenders don't want the properties back for the most part.
Jerry, anything to add?
I think there's a few things. If clearly, as Michael alluded to, I think people were relatively quick to react to this because it was such a cataclysmic closure of business, where, some of the other tragedies, people were less, responsive, and it, in the long run, they looked back and said they wish they were more responsive to make adjustments and needs. I think for the most part, everybody either did so or was forced into doing so rather quickly. Where I have hope is that we're a pretty ingenious country. I think there's going to be people that step in and help provide some resources beyond the government-led resources as things become clearer of the needs. And, I think those that are positioned to avail themselves or participate in that will ultimately survive through this. And, those that are less prepared or have less resources, it is difficult. And I definitely think there's going to be a toll. I agree that it's just the impact of this is not even. We do have a street corner business, and there are going to be markets and types of hotels that recovered differently and at different speeds. I think the difficulty is see the large group based properties and so forth having a quick turnaround from this. But I think what we're trying to do is position ourselves to be aligned, if you will, with rescue capital as well to help our clients and be part of the solution to this in the long run. But how that comes to pass and how it gets structured is yet to be seen.
I think to further what Jerry was saying, that if you looked a month ago, 6 weeks ago, there was tremendous liquidity in the market. There's a lot of capital that is now sitting on the sidelines waiting to come back in the market, which I think bodes well for a recovery in the future for those people that are well positioned, like Jerry mentioned. Those who are good operators, have good assets. I think the investors will be there on the rescue side to help them recapitalize assets. We've been having conversations every day with both lenders and investors in addition to our borrowing clients. And there's definitely a desire that when the capital thinks that the knife has stopped falling, that I think they're ready to start investing again. I don't know what that's going to exactly look like, but that's certainly different from, the last crisis that we had where there was a tremendous lack of capital that nothing could get done for quite some time.
So since this situation is evolving so quickly, and even though people are responding with decisive action, which is interesting to see, is there anything that hoteliers could be doing at this time to prime themselves for when the market comes back and for when people are traveling again, even though it seems like that we don't know when that would be?
Clearly, immediately, as Mike mentioned, now's the time to review your applicable loan agreements and related documents, included including any guarantees, and discuss the situation with their lenders. That's something that we're really pushing for with our clients. They also need to understand how those layoffs or furloughs that they're going through are going to affect them with the Federal WARN Act. This is something we're just getting our arms around, because if they mishandle this, it may block them from benefiting from this newly set of available SBA loans. But in my opinion, I'm going to speak on two things. One is, I hate saying this, but I'm somewhat in disagreement with Bob Gilbert and HSMA on this. I feel that hoteliers should be curtailing their sales and marketing spend and really keeping their powder dry, so to speak, until they can expect a reasonable ROI against the efforts and expenditures. Again, clearly few people are going to be traveling until they know it's safe, no matter what our offering is. And the other is, I want us to avoid the classic mistake that we always run into, and that is, as travel begins to ramp up, I'm hopeful that hoteliers will be careful not to race to the bottom regarding ADR in the hopes of increasing occupancy. It's a classic reaction, and it's proven ineffective time and time again. We need to be very careful to manage rates so that we are still extracting a profit. I know this is difficult, and every time we get into a situation where owners and operators are feeling panicked, I just remember how long it takes us to get back to a decent ADR.
That's a great point, John. That's a great point, and I'm happy to hear you say that, because a lot of the clients we talk to are telling us to please remind our other clients not to start lowering their rates down to nothing like they did last time.
Exactly.
Jerry, what do you think? What other things should or could hoteliers do at this time? Because the waiting is so difficult.
Well, the first reaction, as we all talked about, was what to do initially. I could only speak to what we did. You know, we quickly had analysis for our clients as to, you know, keeping the hotel, their property open or closure, and implications of both of those, and obviously advise them to get with their lenders and review their loan documents to understand that. I think where we're at now is we sort of bifurcated our effort into two scenarios, and that is, one is the financial reaction, and what's the best way to handle and navigate through this from the financial impact. We're, you know, taking advantage of the stimulus and other things that are out there. And then the second is the operational aspect of this. Okay, how are we going to plan to reopen hotels or bring back staff on? And as John alluded to, taking a very, very microscopic look at what elements of the operation are brought back when, or ramped up when. When is the appropriate time to, reinvest in sales and marketing resources, not just marketing, but sales, and then, you know, look at every element of the operation that way. Do we come back, with modified food and beverage options for a period of time, and have a plan to rescale back into, more full food and beverage? And so our teams are doing that right now for each and every one of our assets, to understand the nuances of their clientele and the demand, and sort of, you know, be able to be flexible and responsive to demand depending upon its rate of coming back and return to each and every one of those locations. So that's what we can, I think, what we can do right now. That's what we are doing right now. Besides just navigating through the waters on a day-to-day basis of, helping our guests and our that we do have, and our you know, certainly our artists, as we refer to our teammates, and as well, you know, taking advantage and looking for niche opportunities to help our clients and maybe have a book an alternative piece of business that we would not consider. And we've done that in some locations and other ways in terms of what we could do to help. Certainly, we have properties where ownership has offered their properties to the governmental authorities for being part of the solution. So that it remains to be seen how those properties, you know, that will work. I think there's a lot of people trying to figure this out very quickly. The healthcare system is clearly being overrun, and how we navigate through this is probably going to take more than our established healthcare system to get through it. Here in Chicago, I think they announced this week that McCormick Place is going to be, our convention center is going to be used from a medical perspective for a period of time to help get through the scenario. And I think you're going to see more of that in the short term, while this gets worse before it gets better.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. For more content like this, please subscribe to our channel.